broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. I'm facing a quandary. I don't know what to take to my sister's Thanksgiving meal. I have a full list. I don't know. Green bean casserole? A butter squash? Oh, these questions all of us have to ponder. It's right around the corner. But today, right now, we're not worrying about it. Nope. Good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday, November 18th. Welcome into the clubhouse inside the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's South Shore. Gary Williams, partner in Signature Golf Group, the host of Five Clubs Golf on Sirius XM. He's joining us. Rob LaBritz, PGA, Champions Tour member. Isaiah Mimzege, the CEO for Afriaya Golf Academy. He's traveling in Europe right now. He is stationed in Uganda. And Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, award-winning writer, author. We're going to be reviewing the LPGA finale and the season and the event Friday night awarding all of the LPGA trophies. So we're going to come back after this and bring in first Gary Williams.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24-7, licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Gary Williams, partner in Signature Golf Group and host Five Clubs Golf on Sirius XM. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, how are you, my friend?
It seems like it's been forever since we've talked, and I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's really weird. It's 4 days before Thanksgiving, and it's 76 degrees in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is very unusual.
And everyone around the world saying the same thing from what I gather, because here in Hawaii, it's way too hot. It only started to cool off a couple of days ago, and now we're going to be back to 87 degrees, which is weird. So this is, what is that thing called, climate change? I don't know. I'm sure the golf course superintendents, now you used to be heavily into the agronomy side. They must be challenged with all of this.
They are. It's interesting you mentioned that. I was just down for the last 2 days. I was down at a really, really special, neat place. It's actually hosted two different PGA Tour events at Congaree. They hosted the CJ Cup last year, and then they also hosted the event that replaced the Canadian Open during the pandemic that was called the Palmetto Championship. Anyway, the point is that it's very strange for the superintendent, and he had a totally different kind of pattern of mowing and watering this week because it's been unusually warm. It's a winter club, but temperatures that are unseasonably warm change, you know, the calibration of the way that you're going to set up the golf course agronomically. So that is, you know, like a weird new challenge that a lot of places are dealing with. And I can only speak to the Southeast where I live and have gone around to some different places, but it's absolutely a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. I had no idea that, you know, varicutting and all that goes into making it a perfect setting for something like a PGA Tour event would be completely sent upside down. And we're just going to have to use our brains. And I'm sure superintendents are amazing. They just blow my mind. It's like they understand the grass and every little leaf that's growing. You know, it's the blades of grass coming up. They're truly special people. And a big kudos.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. You know, people who design golf holes and golf courses, and understanding drainage and landscape architecture. And like you said, you know, that whatever the strands of the grass are, dealing in different parts of the United States that have, you know, if you have snow, if you have winter kill, and all the things that are associated with that. And I try not to take it for granted when I'm out on a golf course and you're looking at acres and acres of this pristine turf conditions. Yeah. And it's like, they do this stuff every day to keep it the way that it is, which is pristine. They're incredible.
Yeah, they truly are. Now, you recognize this voice, Gary Williams. We watched him for years on Golf Channel, for years. Now, we need to know, Gary Williams, you host Five Clubs Golf. First of all, mm-hmm. What does that mean, Five Clubs Golf? Where did that name come from?
It's a question that I get asked, not a lot, but I get asked it. And it is the derivation of Five Clubs and what it is. It's an homage to the original five clubs that made up the construct of the United States Golf Association. And it's not us saying, hey, we're important. It's us believing that, you know what, hey, we have aspirations. We think we can be foundational as far as having conversations about everything in golf with the belief that we can grow. Like obviously the USGA did. And so those five clubs are Newport Country Club, Shinnecock Hills, St. Andrews on the Hudson, Chicago Golf Club, and the Country Club at Brookline. Wow. So those are the five clubs that made up the United States Golf Association when it was founded in 1894.
Far out. That is cool. And aspiring to growing, that's awesome. Now, where can we hear you?
If you go to fiveclubsgolf.com, that's our website. It has all the library of all of our episodes, of which we now have over 100 shows, not just me. Johnson Wagner, Brendan DeYoung are part of our team. Gil Hance is part of our team. Jay Billis, who's mostly associated, obviously, with college basketball. And then we have a young college golfer. She's not that young in the sense that she's a senior now at the University of Minnesota. Emma Carpenter is a broadcast journalism major and a classically trained vocalist.
Wow.
She covers college golf for us. So fiveclubsgolf.com. We also have a YouTube channel. So we have a television studio. We're not just putting stuff out on digital media platforms. We have a studio presentation as far as, you know, us being in a television studio. So it's a visual medium, but you can listen to the audio version as well.
Wow.
And thank you for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary Williams, a teaching professional at one time, executive at a Fortune 500 company, a part-time radio show host. You know, you've done so much. Are you happy?
Wow. The most important question. Yes, I am. I'm happy mostly, and you and I have never had this discussion, and I'm not trying to veer it in this direction, but I'm only happy because I'm sober. And I've talked about this publicly recently. I had Brittany Horschel, Billy's wife, who's been sober for 7 years. The disease of alcoholism was ravaging not only me, but my life, my family. And thankfully, I got the help that I needed. So happy is a term that I can say, you know, you ask that question, like, how are you doing? And it's a throwaway question. We ask it to everybody when we engage them.
Right.
And people now, when they ask me, I know they mean it more than just, you know, just how you doing? Hey, by the way, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm really fine.
Yes.
I'm really fine.
Right on. Well, that would explain a lot because Gary Williams has something on his website and it's and on social media, 18 thoughts, observations, and predictions. And in this case, I want to talk about Camilo Villegas. Now, am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Yeah, you are. Camilo
Villegas. Okay. A successful tour player ventures into a broadcast booth, writes Gary. It's a sign that that player has likely pondered their own professional mortality. Camilo Villegas did that in August at the Wyndham Championship, and 3 months later, he won for the first time in 9 years. One of the best stories in years on tour. Gosh, I couldn't agree with you more. It's your observation number two that I just love this, because, you know, you talk about not focusing on what you don't have, but focusing on what you have. That is so important in life. And you write, after Villegas had polished off his fifth win, and over time, he has struggled mightily as he and his wife lost their 22-month daughter, Mia, to brain cancer. Villegas started by expressing how much the game has given him, not what he was deprived or stripped of, but what he was given. And that's a view of the world worth emulating. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I was doing radio on Sirius XM last weekend when he won, and we aired what was a 2-minute and 17-second interview that he did. We also aired the interview he did on the television side with Craig Perks of Golf Channel. And what I was struck by was that this is somebody, let's just cast aside the professional struggles. He and his wife have dealt with something that's truly unimaginable, that I can't possibly comprehend, and that is the loss of a child. So here he is achieving something again that I know that he's thought more than once, I'm never going to win again. And he starts by expressing the gifts that he's been given by the game, not what was stripped from him, not what he was deprived of, not what, you know, he was neglected, but what the game has given him. That's perspective that is, you know, it's so valuable, and it's so valuable to hear it. That's absolutely one of the best stories in golf, not just professional men's golf, in golf this year. I'm very happy for him.
Me too. I'm thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. He's got a wonderful personality. Comes across so beautifully. And I'm going to ask you, I just got an alert from someone saying Tiger Woods is going to return to competition. Oh, it was Rex Hoggard. Tiger set to return to competition next month for his first event since ankle surgery in April. Huh. I was wondering if he would do that. Are you surprised if this is true?
Not at all. not at all. I actually, the last 2 days, which, you know, it's one thing to be at a great place. It's another thing, more importantly, to have great company. And one of the people I was with was Jaime Diaz. And Jaime is not only, you know, a dear friend, but he's such a great conversationalist about a lot of things, very bright man. But we talked about Tiger the last 2 days, and it wasn't about, oh, when is he coming back, and he's going to come back. But I'm not surprised at all. And, Danielle, when you start to see little morsels of imaging and sound bites coming from him and his camp, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we got it. We got the one swing that he took at the hay playing at that little event that was associated with his foundation. That's not accidental stuff. And so that if he's going to put that out there, it's always meant he's closer than he is further away from playing competitive golf again. And we know it's funny, Danielle, what December has become. Danielle, it's not just the season to be giving. It's the season of Tiger. We get him at the Hero World Challenge now, and we get him with Charlie in the parent-child PNC in Orlando.
Yeah.
So that's like a little golf gift for all of us. Tiger hitting shots on television. So, no, I'm not surprised at all.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for him, you know. And how about the PGA Tour champions? Him being able to ride in a cart. You think he's going to... I've heard so much that he's
absolutely
excited.
Absolutely, he's okay. Doing it.
That is going to put such an infusion into the Champions Tour. It's just
oh my gosh. Danielle, it's going to... I don't mean this flippantly. Depending on the events, and then I don't even think it really is going to matter which one. Certainly the first one in any senior majors that he plays in, which he will... It will outrate most, if not all, regular PGA Tour events. Yes, he's going to play. He's talked about this in a kind of an anecdotal way on occasion about, you know, when asked, would you take a cart? No, I won't. But when I turn 50, you better believe I'm going to get a buggy. I'm going to be out there with Freddie. And yes, he will. Yes, he will. No great player. As much as I thought maybe if he never got hurt, he might have gotten to 25 major championship wins and ridden off into the sunset, I can tell you that if there was a Champions Tour, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, those players, even though the likes of Byron Nelson and you know, Hogan was extenuating circumstances because of physical health, they all have played. Player played forever. Trevino played forever. Palmer played forever. And even Jack, who said he would never be a ceremonial golfer. He won 7 senior majors. He played. Not every week, but he played. Tiger will play.
You brought up Freddie Couples, and I just have to transition to the story Allison Lee spoke about, that Freddie Couples is Allison Lee's biggest fan. He was sending her text messages telling her that she needs to go out there and believe you are the, and I can't say the word he used, and you can do it. You know, and she welled up because it felt, you know, she didn't believe it. But the more, and she kept getting these text messages. Oh, here's another text from Freddie, you know, and it was all this positive reinforcement. It just a wonderful, wonderful person.
I think that, and look, Fred Couples has a lot of fans, and Fred Couples has a lot of fans among the younger generation of professional golfers who never saw him hit a shot in his prime. They didn't. They're too young. They weren't alive. He's always had a coolness about him. But I think the thing about Fred, first of all, he watches a lot of television, and that's great. Like he's a huge sports fan. I love the fact that these younger players have these tangible connections to the people that came before them. I wish that more players. And look, the LPGA does a really nice job. They have a founders event. They have the Founders Cup. They have their founding members, their legends sitting there behind the 18th green. You know, you should always know who came before you because you're just simply a caretaker. And I think golf, because the breadth and length of careers is much, much longer than other sports, that there is real connection. And I love the fact that a man who's in his mid-60s has this connection with somebody literally 40 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about the LPGA. Talk about an infusion. The CME group re-ups for another 2 years, okay. But now it's an $11 million purse. $4 million goes to the winner, $1 million to the runner-up. That's fantastic.
It's huge. It's huge for the present day players. Absolutely. Danielle, it's also true for what this means to the future of women's golf for this reason. If you look at where the money is in sports, and we know that men's sports You know, it outrates it. By virtue of that, there's more sponsorship, more advertising, which means more money being paid to those who participate. But if golf, if women's professional golf has this type of money, now what happens is that the parents and the kids, they see this. And I'm not saying that they're aspiring to be great simply because of the money, but don't think that that is not a factor. And if you look at where the money is, you can follow the money and you can follow where the athletes, the young female athletes, and I'll just focus on America for this point, is that this will affect the great athletes who will be attracted to the game 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And couple that with the LPGA carving out a deal with ESPN to put more than a handful of their events on ESPN as a digital product, more exposure, which means more advertising, which means more money, which means attracting even better athletes to focus on the game of golf. This is a huge deal. It's huge for women's golf, not just for that one event. It's great for that one event, and it's great for the player who wins. This is great for the future of the women's game.
Yeah, now we just need other advertisers, people supporting, sponsoring, to come up with the same kind of dollar, so it's not just a one-time tournament that provides that kind of comfort. It's not easy being on any tour if you're not in the top 50, because the money is hard. You're traveling all the time. You've got to find a place to stay. You've got to get wheels. All of that, imagine, it's like traveling on a vacation, but you're not, you're working, and you've got all these expenses and nothing's really coming into it. You've got to ask for people's help all the time. And after a while, that's tiring.
It's tiring, and it's also, it takes a toll. You know, financially, look, if you can't pay the bills, the dream can die. And so, when you think about golf, golf doesn't have the type of infrastructure that other major professional sporting enterprises does with respect to, franchises and the resources that come with that. And I've said this over the last couple of months, and I've said it really this time of the year for years, is that if you look, I know that not a lot of people are watching, the RSM Classic, because it's football season and all sports, particularly golf, gets out of the way of it. But what we're seeing in these stories and who's trying to, maintain their status and have a card next year, that's the overwhelming majority of the lives of people who are trying to play professional golf. It's not the 30 players or 20 players that we see who contend to win signature events. That's a glossy television show on weekends. Professional golf is the second stage that was conducted at three different locations around the country to move on to the final stage. That's what professional golf is for more than 95% of the people who are trying to do it. It's living lean. It's not knowing how long you can keep the dream alive. And if you do get to that next level, first of all, you're an alien, because to climb to that high of a rung in the game shows supreme skill, but it also shows, like Eric Cole. Eric Cole's 35 years old. He's been playing on every minor league tour. He's one of the best stories in golf. Like, this guy's kept the lights on for more than a decade playing minor league professional golf for modest amounts of money. And the guy has made millions this year playing on the PGA Tour in his first season. That's a great story. That's professional golf.
I love talking with you, because every time I bring up a subject, you open my eyes to something I hadn't thought of. And I really appreciate that. I'm talking with Gary Williams. He's his own boss now. He's got his own show. It's Five Clubs Golf. Go to fiveclubsgolf.com and you can find out where you can hear his show. It's all archived, so you can pick and choose the subject matter that you want. Fantastic talking with you, Gary. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Danielle, I'll leave you with this. We have a new show coming that is, it's done. We're going to debut it here in the next month. And I'm going to tell you the title of it. It's called America's Guest. And I'm going to leave you with that. And when you see it, it's not because of me. It's because of these incredibly talented people who shot this show. Their minds are going to be blown. I'm very excited about this next chapter. So America's Guest coming to Five Clubs Golf within the next month.
Awesome. Gary Williams, have a fantastic Thanksgiving with your family. Happy New Year. Yes, Feliz Navidad and everything else in between.
Danielle, happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate the friendship. Love the conversations. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk to a gentleman who understands exactly what Gary Williams was talking about. We've got Rob LaBritz, PGA Tour champion member, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All righty. You know, Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale. One more day. One more day, and that's today. It's Aloha Power's Veterans Week, final day of the sale. Everything's on sale, 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, you name it. Chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers. You want them? They're on sale today. We ship off island, and new shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station. In Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
And by the way, we just happen to have two of those certificates available for the first caller. And the number is 808-545-1111. Poipu Bay Golf Course Certificates. Yes. Yes, two. So you can take a friend. Yes. All you have to be is the ninth caller. 808-545-1111. And if you'd like to play at Poipu Bay, where the, let's see now, who's playing at Poipu Bay this weekend? Ah, let me see now. I'm just going to find it. No, it's Shane Victorino's tournament is at Wailea Gold Course. The Emerald has 11:50 and a 1 o'clock. Blue Course has a 1 o'clock and a 1:42. We've got Pearl Country Club. There's a 10:10. Somebody canceled, so take it. And Turtle Bay has an 8:50 and a 9:18 and an 11 o'clock. And at Ko'olina, oh no, at Ko'olina, I didn't get through. So the Disney kids, they're playing at Turtle Bay. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, beautiful course, 8:56, 11:18. Bayview has a 9:26. Poipu, There's an 11 o'clock through 12:30. So there's that midday opening if you'd like to catch, you know, just sneak in a nine. And Selena Gomez, she's hiding over there. Probably not very well. Okay. So we're getting calls, and I thank you very much. And now we want to bring him in right after this.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Rob LaBritz, PGA Tour Champions member. He was the director of golf at Glen Arbor Golf Club in Bedford Hills for a long time now. This is Rob, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, nice to be here with you. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Way too long. Is this your second year of having full status on the Champions Tour?
Yeah, I just finished my second year out there on the PGA Tour Champions, and we made it to the final event, which is great. So we have one more year out on the PGA Tour Champions in 2024. Couldn't be more excited and ready for the 2024 season, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, I bet. Once, it must be an adrenaline high just being out there and always working to make that putt. And I say that because you said, what did you say at the on the, it was your last putt to keep your card? Talk about that.
So we were in the second playoff event, and it was at Dominion Energy down in Boca Raton, Florida. You play the entire year to work your way into this top 36, and it's funny how it comes down to the last putt of the last hole of the last tournament. I worked my way to 8-under with 9 holes to play, and had made a few mistakes coming in, a bogey and then a 3-putt on a par 3. Oh. So I found myself kind of just on the number with the way people were playing, and the way the whole Charles Schwab Cup unfolds, the points double for each event. So, you know, there's people who can jump you who aren't playing as good. It's just a crazy numbers game. So I got into the last hole, and I turned to my caddy, and I said, Mark, what do we need to do? He goes, you need to make a couple good swings and just don't make a double bogey, and we'll get out of here. Hit my drive to the right. Had a little pitch shot, kind of back out to get out into play. I had a shot at the green, but my caddy was not going to let me hit that shot at all. He said, you're going to pitch this ball out, and we're going to wedge it on the green. We're going to make a putt or a 2-putt, and we're going to get out of here. So I agreed with him after a little bit of talking, and then I hit the pitch shot back. I was supposed to hit 80 yards. Well, I hit it a little heavy. There was some grass behind the ball, and it came out 35 yards. So I didn't have that easy pitch shot into the green. I was hitting a shot out of the rough, thought it was going to jump 130 to the front, like 170 to the flag, and I hit a sand wedge, and it didn't jump, and it plugged in the front bunker. So now I have to get up and down for 35 yards or 40 yards from an area of my game that, if it was the year before, there would have been no chance of me getting up and down. We worked so hard on my bunker game this year, and he gave me such great advice when I got in there. He said, you're 5 for 5 this week. He goes, and you've hit more bunker shots than any person on the planet this year. He goes, get in there and do your thing. And I hit a really good bunker shot out there to about 7 feet. That was for bogey. And Kenny Duke had made a nice birdie putt on that same line from about 25 feet. And I saw the way the ball went in, and God just trusted my training and went through it and made the putt. And once that putt went in, it secured my status on the 36th position for the next year. If I missed the putt, I would have been 37. It's just absolutely insane how it works out that way.
Gosh.
Of all the shots, you know, I hit during the season. Anyway.
I loved seeing that stroke on social media. It's Rob LaBritz. On Twitter, formerly Twitter, now X.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was great. That was great. And we thought, God, you know, didn't you have a close one last year as well?
I did. Last year I finished 41st. I kind of sizzled out at the end of the season. There was a few close ones out there during the season for U.S. Senior Opens and the Hogue I was almost close to. But, we want to shy away from those putts now. We want to just make our way in and then not worry about having to make the 7-footer on the last hole.
Yeah.
Secure your future, you know?
Yes. And you say that I want to talk a little bit about the team. The team, now, who taught you, who helped you get that bunker play?
It's funny. I have a bunch of coaches that help me with my bunker play. You know, Bill Davis, Carl Alexander, Tom Wilson. And I've gotten a few nice little tidbits from some of the guys out on the Champions Tour, which I've ran with a bunch and practiced a bunch of things from little tidbits from the guys. So I've had a bunch of help, and it's been very – and even my caddy, Mark Schoenwald, you know, a bunch of little tips that we've just gotten in there and just kind of figured it out. I've hit more bunker shots this year, Danielle, than I think I've – I can't even tell you. It was crazy, but – it was really good, and thank goodness it came down to that, because we were able to you know, do what we learned, and it works, which is kind of cool.
That is very cool. And your caddy, I like how you said, I agreed with him after some talking.
Well, he likes to, you know, he knows that I like to kind of go for things, and when I see a shot, I like to create shots, and you know, he was just telling me, he was like, listen, we just got to avoid the big, big number. And if you try the shot, that big number becomes into play. He goes, you probably can pull it off. He goes, I'm sure you could pull it off. He goes, but it's not the shot that we want to pull off at the moment. He goes, let's just play it safe. And we played it safe, and it still didn't quite work out, but it worked out.
Yes, exactly. You know, that's marvelous. I imagine the chemistry between caddy and player is critical in times like that, where you really have to trust him to talk you into the right move, because you have to execute.
100%. He is a, you know, Mark and I have been together for a year and a half, and he's, you know, we've gotten to know each other in that time, and he's been out there 30 years, so he comes from a wealth of experience and knowledge, and he's been in the situation before, so, yeah, he's a big help out there and just a good guy, so... it's all good, yeah.
Yeah,
it's that we worked our way through. It's nice.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely fabulous. And I'm thinking about all the people who, you know, have a dream. They have a dream. You were a club professional, right, for a long time? When did you? 32 yeah. years. So when did the dream to become a PGA Tour, Champions Tour right now member, when did that start, and how did you go for it?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. It started a long time ago. I played full time on a few tours for a few years. You know, you can count on one hand how many years I played full time in my 32 years as a PGA professional. But I played the Canadian Tour in 2002 and 2003, and you know, wanted to make my way to the PGA Tour. Life just kind of got in the way. Let's say it that way, instead of getting into all the stuff that happened in those years. And after that, you know, I went to Q school a few times, but as a part-time player, a full-time club professional, it's really hard to beat the top players in the world, and they do it all the time. So I kind of set my sights on, you know, the Champions Tour for when I turned 50. I figured that would be a good time to, you know, start either a new career, or if I kept my body in game and shape, that I could see if I could at least, you know, 50 play against the top players over 50 on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was about an 18-year deal where I, you know, worked out and got the trainers and did all the movement stuff I needed to do, practiced my golf game, worked very hard at my job, and, you know, had the greatest, you know, support of my wife, you know, because I was gone all day, every day. And then I'd come home and, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night after, you know, leaving at 7 in the morning. And, you know, she always had a hot meal for me, and she, you know, the kids were always running around. So, you know, it was a big team effort. And Carrie's she's my rock. She's just such an awesome, awesome wife and friend and mom. So, you know, a lot of help from her. And then we just manifest it. I would get in the room at night and just envision it happening, envision myself winning Q school. And I guess over 18 years, you do that every night. The power of the brain is a magnificent thing. So. You can just get out there if you envision things and really believe and work hard towards things. I mean, you can make things come true. So you just got to believe it, and it came true. So I've been out here now. It's going to be my third year. I am in a dreamland. All the guys out on the tour are phenomenal. They're a bunch of unbelievable, talented guys that, you know, you just have to drive to get better, because if you don't play good, you're going to get lapped. That's the way it is. I mean, watch Steven Alser. I mean, watch Padraig Harrington. Watch Steven Ames. I mean, all these guys are just, it's amazing. It's amazing to see the talent level of these guys still to this day. And everybody works really hard, and we're very fortunate to be out there. I know I am, 100%.
And they make it look so easy.
They've been doing it a long time, you know, and yes, they do make it look easy. The more you practice, and I found this, especially over the last 2.5 years, I put a lot of practice in now because I don't have so many other duties. If you work on the right things, it's impossible not to improve, which is a fun way of going into it. If you can get a little bit better each day, you can really, enjoy the game at any level, to be honest.
I'm hoping that everyone's listening with a good ear here, because all the things that you've said, Rob, it's so impressive. This is Rob LaBritz, full-time touring golf professional on the PGA Tour Champions. And your career that changed, going from being the director of golf at Glen Arbor Golf Club to a club professional, then director of golf, now PGA Tour Champions. But I'm looking at this growing product line that you have. You have the Rob LaBritz Minute Video Series, the Rob LaBritz Performance Clinics, live from a live on-site video series from Rob's 2023 PGA Tour Champions events, and you are an active keynote speaker.
I like to keep talking about golf. Anywhere we can talk about golf, anytime we can make people improve, anytime we can share knowledge, especially when I'm not competing in the off season, I am here to talk and just, it's a game that touches so many people and all around the globe. So if anybody needs any advice or anybody wants to talk, I'm always open to talk golf.
Right on. So if you're looking for a keynote speaker, how do we get in touch with you?
Very easy. All my social media platforms, LinkedIn, Rob LaBritz Golf, so just look it up. On the website, I have a website, roblabritz.com. Any sort of social media platform, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything. Just try to reach out to me. If I don't get to you, try me again. Sometimes they get thrown in junk files and spam files. I've heard a few people say to me, you never contacted me, and I've gone back and looked in spam files, and there they've been. So I will figure it out, but any social media platform, LinkedIn, reach out. Happy to get in touch. We'll set you up with my team. If you're looking for speaking engagements or performance clinics, happy to get in touch with my team, and they do all my bookings for me. So it's a nice deal.
So
you'll have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I imagine so. The Rob LaBritz Minute Video Series, the Rob LaBritz Performance Clinics. Can I get videos that you're teaching? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, no, it's okay. The LaBritz Minutes were just sort of, little sort of teasers just to kind of keep the coaching going. I'm not coaching a ton right now as a full-time player.
Right.
But those are always just my social media team kind of throws them out just to keep people in touch with, kind of with me. And if, you want to talk golf, I'm there to talk it with you. So.
Right on. Oh, right on. Okay, well, this is, in closing, golfers describe Rob as the most caring and giving guy around and one of the best ball strikers they know. So thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me again. I know you're a busy guy. You got lots of stuff going on. And I just am grateful for the time that you've spent with us inside the golf club. Thank you.
Danielle, thank you. It's great to be with you. Such positive energy coming out of the show. Happy to chat with Golfie anytime.
Right.
Enjoy
on.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving, too. Aloha. We're going to come back, and we're going to chat with a gentleman who has made it his undertaking. He's based in Uganda, and he understands the power of golf. He understands that it's not just the game. It's, like playing a game. It's also all the things that you learn inside the game, including and most importantly, possibly, the relationships that you develop and the courtesies that you'll be taught. All of this stuff can add to a child's experience in life immensely. And so that's, he knows that for his kids, and he's got lots of kids now, they can all do better in life if they get involved in this game of golf. And so he's going to be with us. He's traveling in Europe right now. He's off in Wales, I think it is. But he should be joining us shortly. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Aloha Powers Veterans Week sale. It's the final day. It's the final day of Aloha Powers Veterans Week sale. Everything is on sale, up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers, you want them? They're on sale today. We ship off island, new shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Well, the LPGA held its Rolex Players Awards Thursday night at the Tiburon Golf Club in Naples, Florida, which I found kind of funny because imagine playing and then having to play the next day, but being at a party the night before and you're playing in the final event of the season and you really want to do good. The LPGA Tour held its Rolex Players Award Thursday night. Lexi Thompson was among 18 people to receive an award, and she won the Founders Award from her playing peers. This award goes to the best player who exemplifies the LPGA's spirit, ideals, and values through her behavior and her deeds. Wow. And she said, "Winning this award is a huge honor on its own, but to know that it was voted on from my fellow peers that I think so highly of and think that they're such amazing women on and off the course, it means so much to me. I've cherished every single friendship that I have made in my whole career out here. So thank you to them for, I guess, having this respect for me. Like I said, I've gained a lot of friendships and I'm grateful for every single one of them." That's really cool. I mean, and then Jane Park won the Heather Farr Perseverance Award, which goes to the player who has demonstrated determination, perseverance, and spirit in fulfilling her goals. Her daughter, Grace Godfrey, experienced undiagnosed epileptic seizures during the 2021 Ascendant LPGA event. Park became her full-time caregiver, a massive advocate for disability and epilepsy awareness. This July, she returned to the LPGA to play at the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. Awesome. Truly amazing stories on the LPGA. Ron Rue earned the Louise Suggs Rookie of the Year honors. Among the 32 rookies, she earned 893 points to clinch the award ahead of season finale, as she became the sixth player from Korea since 2015 to earn this award. Lilia Vu, four-time LPGA winner this season, earned the Rolex Annika Major Award. She had the most outstanding record in all five major championships. I wonder, is she Player of the Year? To win this award, a player must have won at least one major that year. I'm talking about the Annika Award, the Annika Major Award. You have to have won at least two, the AIG Women's Open and the Chevron Championship. To win the award, you have to have won at least one major. And she won two, the AIG Women's Open and the Chevron Championship. She is the second American to win the award, joining Michelle Wee West, who earned it in 2014. Vu also became the first American since Julie Engster in 1999 to win two majors in a single season. Then there's Jim Fitterling. He earned the Commissioner's Award. He's the Dow Chairman and CEO, who's been instrumental at the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. And this award began in 1991. It recognizes the person or the organization that furthers women's golf and possesses the highest character and standards regarding the LPGA and its members. And then the last individual award, the Ellen Griffin Rolex Award, went to Sherry Hayes, and the award was instituted in 1989 to honor the late teaching professional Ellen Griffin, recognizes an individual, male or female, who has contributed significantly to golf education and emulates Griffin's love and dedication. That's just awesome. Hayes also has been named a top 50 golf teacher by the LPGA and top 50 women golf instructors by Golf Digest. And she was chosen as LPGA Professional of the Year twice and LPGA Teacher of the Year three times as she represents the LPGA Western Section. Now, obviously, I told you that we're going to be talking with Isaiah. He's in Wales. We're having some difficulty connecting, unfortunately. So, you know, we've been trying to reach him, and I've sent him another message giving him the correct number. He says he's not able to get through. So we'll take a break, and the mission continues. Otherwise, we'll be talking with Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, award-winning writer, and author, about this finale on the LPGA coming up. My name is, oh, and Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is going to be playing again. Yes. That, what am I talking about? I should be just talking about that. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WailaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Well, we've been just having the most difficult time. We can't get through to him, and he can't get through to us. So, I was just talking about the wonderful Rolex Players Awards that were awarded Thursday night at Tiburon Golf Club in Naples, Florida. And fortunately, Ron Syrak has the time to join us a little bit earlier, because in addition to, as I mentioned before the break, in addition to this season finale that we're going to be talking about, there's Tiger Woods. You know, I mean, he's going to be playing again. So that seems to be trumping right now, just for the moment, some of the news, as it were. Ron Syrak is an award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, author, Vision 54 Trilogy. We might even talk a little bit about the Vision 54 Trilogy since we have a little bit of extra time here. And I'm thrilled. We've had such an amazing year. in golf, and it's wrapping up. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Danielle, and it's certainly exciting going down to the stretch, last tournament of the year in the LPGA, and there's still a lot at stake.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
There is. We don't have a player of the year yet, right? Or do we?
It's looking like, unless Celine Boutier wins this week, Lily Avu is going to be player of the year. So, and it's looking like Celine's not going to win, so I think Lily Avu is going to be player of the year. She's going to be the first American to be LPGA Player of the Year since Stacey Lewis in 2014. And when Stacey won it the first time in 2012, she was the first American since Beth Daniel in 1994. So we've only had two Americans since 1994 take home the Player of the Year honors, and Lily looks like she's going to be the third.
That's fantastic. That's great news. That's really great news. And so, yeah, Boutier is a great person, and they're all great people. I mean, Arya Chittanagarn is tied for 25th. It's great to see her name on the leaderboard. You know, Alison Corpuz is in this event, in this tournament. Of course, she's won a major. Unfortunately, her game isn't what she'd hoped it to be. But it's just a wonderful gathering. And do they broadcast? Do they Facebook this event that they have, giving everybody their Rolex Players Award?
They did that on they did the awards dinner on Facebook on I think that was the night before last. They had the awards dinner, and that's always. That's always an exciting event to be at. It's always fun to see the players in their non-golf clothes, all dressed up there. And, you know, they had a lot of big news at that tournament to announce this year. CME and Group announced that next year they're raising the total prize money to $11 million, which is more than some PGA Tour events. And the winner next year is going to win $4 million, and only twice in the history of the LPGA has the leading money winner for the entire season won more than $4 million.
Wow.
So that's a huge, huge step forward for the tour.
Yes, absolutely. And the runner-up gets $1 million. That's nothing to sneeze at. Do you think other companies will follow suit?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we've got the major championships and the CME, the five majors and CME are sort of setting the bar very high for everybody else to get there. I think it's gradually nudging them up. The schedule that they've announced for next year, there's 33 official events with little over 116 million in prize money. That's up over from the 100 million that was offered this year, but it's up almost 70% from just 3 years ago.
Wow.
So it's all trending in the right direction. Sadly, even though they're playing for a whole lot more prize money this year than they ever have, they still lost ground at a men because of all that influx of money that came in as a reaction to the LIV Golf phenomenon.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's hurt us. I mean, that really, this power trip has really hurt the overall picture of the game. The PGA Tour is, you know, they're not broke, but they're close. I mean, I hope that
what's going to come out of all this, the positive thing that can come out of this is that the tours get more creative about things that they do. And one of the things that I'd like to see is that both the PGA Tour and the LPGA to have an official mixed gendered event out there, you know, and I think we're moving in that direction. I think we're going to get there eventually. The money is what they got to figure out. You know, how do they come up with enough prize money to get the men willing to play?
Oh, to get the men willing to play. It's kind of ugly. That's the part that I'm just very upset about, that it's become playing for money. Yeah. You know, on the NHL, NBA, you know, everything. The money is the big, there's a lot of money at stake. There's only five guys on an NBA team. Well, there's more than that, but five guys playing at a time. So maybe I just don't know what the answer is to this, but It's not good. I don't think it's good for the game, and I'm having a problem. Before we go down that road, though, Ron, I just wanted to say that I was reading on the show just a minute ago, Lexi Thompson won the Founders Award, and she seemed she seemed to be genuinely surprised somehow. She winning this award is a huge honor on its own, but to know that it was voted on from my fellow peers that I think so highly of, and think that there's such amazing women on and off the course, it means so much to me. You know, she doesn't tell us much about how she's feeling when she's on the course, of course. And so we don't get to know her, but you've been present in her presence. Is she, does she hold back, or is she must be a very giving person.
You know, I don't think that Lexi truly realizes how well-liked she is on tour. And part of it is that she always does the right thing. And when you look at all the adversity that's been thrown her way and the way that she goes through it and doesn't really change her behavior all that much. I was at the... it's now the Chevron Championship. It was the ANA Inspiration then when she had the four-stroke penalty, and it forced her into a playoff with So Young Yu, and she lost that playoff. And she had a four-stroke penalty. It was lose a major championship because of something that they later changed the rules about, and still she went out and signed autographs for 40 minutes afterwards. You know, and that's the kind of thing that she just does without thinking, just naturally. It's her instinct to do the right thing. And she promotes the game in so many ways by interacting with children, junior golfers out there, always being responsive to her fans. And the other players are aware of that. You know, the other players know how hard it is to go out there and do your media obligations, your fan obligations, your sponsor obligations after you've had a painful disappointment. And Lexi's always been really, really good at that.
Yeah, and smile, you know? Smile through it all. Also, last night, the LPGA honored, and I didn't realize there were 12 Rolex first-time winners in the last season, like 2023. 12 first-time winners? That seems like a record, too.
Yeah, you know, and that's just another example of how the talent pool is getting deeper and broader. I mean, look at the top five for Rolex Player of the Year going into this last event of the year. Lilia Vu, Celine Boutier, Runa Yin, Alison Corpuz, Hoojoo Kim. Who would have picked them at the beginning of the year as, these are the five people I think are going to be at the top of the Player of the Year list? And what's happening? We've seen players like, say, Brooke Henderson and Nelly Korda, Nafa Hataoka. You know, they are 14th, 15th, and 19th on the Race to the CME Globe points going into the last event of the year. And it's not so much that they played significantly worse than they have in the past. It's just that other players are playing better. Yeah. You know, and there's just more. I mean, Danielle, one of the ways the LPGA's turned in the billion years that I've been covering them is that when I was first out there, it was almost never happened that somebody outside the top 30 or top 40 won a tournament. You know, you could look at the field, you could look at 120, 156 players in the field, and you could have eliminated 80, 90 of those players before the tournament started. You can't do that anymore. Now, anybody who gets in the field is good enough to win a tournament. And the quality of competition out there has improved that drastically. And that's why we had so many first-time winners this year.
Yeah, it's really, I love how you just said that. You know, this is my 26th year. It just in November.
You're a baby, 26 years.
And you kind of remember these things. My first away game, remote broadcast, was when Tiger Woods and the Grand Slam of Golf was held at Poipu Bay every year, at Poipu Bay. And Tiger won, and it was 1999. And there, you know, he was coming. And I mean, everybody, there are a whole bunch of people who were coming. They were all going to Kauai. You're going to go see Tiger Woods? You're going to see Tiger Woods? It's like Tiger Woods was a phenomenon before Tiger Woods was 25. And it's pretty amazing what that one person has done in this game, for this game, with the game. And now I was in the midst of my first conversation this morning here in Hawaii, and all of a sudden I get this alert, you know, bing, bing, Tiger Woods is going to. So, and you are, I think you sent out a message too. What do you know about Tiger Woods' plan now to get back into playing?
Well, he's going to play in his tournament in the Bahamas, you know, which is the week after Thanksgiving. And the reports that I've heard, you know, he's hitting golf balls. And you know, we saw it when he was out there before, before this latest break. Hitting the golf ball is not the problem for him. He still is generating an enormous amount of club head speed. He's striking the ball really, 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 really well. It's the grind of walking 72 holes. It's the grind of walking 18 holes, really. You know, it's hard for his legs to hold up on that. So it will be interesting to see if his physical conditioning can keep up to his ball striking. Because I think, you know, he's going to be, 48 coming up here. Yeah, he's going to be 48 in December. He still hits the ball really well. It's going to be, can those legs hold up to carry him around the golf course?
Yeah, it's like he's from the waist up, super powerful.
Yep.
And below the waist, there's so many injuries, including the back, the lower back. You know,
And that eye-hand coordination, doesn't go away. I mean, he's just got a special relationship between his eyes and his hands. He's got special feel in his hands, you know. All of that is still there. It's just that. I mean, look, he almost lost that leg, you know. And in addition to the right leg, which he almost lost in the accident, the left knee's been operated on three or four times now. Four times, I think it is. So he's from the waist down. He's a very, very damaged golfer.
Wow. So we are KORL, YNI, Honolulu. This all came out from Tiger's camp. I mean, because it's, you know, he's the tournament host, and Tiger Woods to play in the 2023 Hero World Challenge coming out from TGR Live, live events. And he is joined by exemptions Justin Rose and Lucas Glover to round out the field of 20 set to compete in Albany November 30th to December 3rd. What do you think of his being caddy for his son? Was that the kind of like the trial run of doing multiple rounds?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. I just kept thinking, imagine how intimidating it is for the other kids playing against Tigers. To look over and have one of the greatest players in the history of the game caddying for the guy you're playing against.
Yeah, you're right. But, that would be very intimidating.
But that's a good point. To have, you know, he's out there and he's walking 18 holes and he's carrying a bag and I hadn't thought of it as preparation for his conditioning. But maybe that was a tryout for him. Maybe that was the way Tiger was waiting to test himself to see, well, let's see how my legs do walking this around.
Yeah, yeah, and being in the grass. That's it's a good thing. Our superintendents, you know, around the world are so good at what they do. And in particular, when, you know, he's going to be performing, if you are walking on grass, it's not the same as walking along on a well-kept pathway. Or, you know, concrete is not really good for your back. But nevertheless, it's an even surface. And walking on the uneven surfaces that a golf course presents adds a whole nother element to the challenge of putting your body back in action. And I just thought when I saw him, I thought, yeah, there's all this talk about there being a space open. Is he holding the space? Maybe he'll play. And then, okay, he did four rounds with Charlie. Wasn't it four rounds? I don't know.
And well, two.
He two. Did, okay, two.
Because I know, yeah, Charlie shot 78, 76 in there, which, you know, which if you consider, he's a freshman, you know, playing on a high school team. So he's the youngest guy in the team. And they won the state championship with him shooting 78, 76. And I imagine they were playing that course to a pretty close to an adult length.
I think you're right about the intimidation factor.
That young man.
Sorry, I think you're right about that intimidation factor, though. I'm sure. Tiger walking along the, everybody, just actually it would be the enormity of seeing him in person that would probably really set things off. I've never asked you a question. So Tiger Woods was appointed to be on the policy board. Rory McIlroy has left the policy board, PGA Tour policy board. Can you give us some idea of, does Tiger want to be there? And obviously Rory doesn't want to be there. Give us what you think is going on.
You know, and I have zero inside knowledge on this, but it's my suspicion that Rory leaving might be sort of his way of protesting the way the whole LIV Golf thing was handled. You know, I don't think he was happy that the PGA Tour and LIV reached this agreement to have some sort of merger without involving the players and without involving the board, you know, in the discussions. And I think Rory felt a little cut out of that process. And I have a feeling that he just said, you know, I don't want anything to do with this. And when John Rahm was approached about being on it, he said he didn't want to have anything to do with it. I do think for Tiger, this is another example of, a decade ago, after the scandal with Tiger and everything went on, I sort of thought he had kicked away his chance to become an elder statesman in the game in the way that Jack and Arnold did. But now Tiger has become an elder spokesman in the game, and he's taken more of a leadership role in the direction of the PGA Tour. So I think Tiger wants to be involved for those reasons. And as I said, I think Rory left as sort of his own little sort of way of protesting that he wasn't happy with the way those LIV talks were handled.
I couldn't agree more. I would feel so, what's the word? dismissed, you know, it's
betrayed.
Yes,
I think betrayed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The word.
You know, here you are. Yeah. Your side has just gone to the other side to have talks that you're not privy to, and yet you're the player, and it's your tour, and you've hired this guy to oversee it. You know, the commissioner. He's supposed to be doing your bidding. And he's off there making deals on the side with the guys who are making life miserable. It's so
strange. And Rory laid his neck out there every week by being the most outspoken active player on tour in defense of the PGA Tour.
Yes.
You know, it was Rory who was asked the questions in the interview room every Tuesday at every tournament he played. And it was Rory who never ran from any of those questions. And Rory just defended the PGA Tour so staunchly during the whole thing, and then he sort of felt like, well, I laid my neck out. What did I get? What did I get out of all this?
Well, you know, I would really like to talk a little bit about Vision 54, but I just have to read this statement from Ogilvy. If we sell a part of our tour, we are taking on a close partner. It's not dissimilar to getting married. Once consummated, the decision-making by law will require the best interests of all parties be considered, including your new spouse. We can't take their money and check in with them on occasion. They're in bed with us. They will be part of our tour. For better or for worse, we must understand the detailed motivations of any new investor and how they will participate in the functioning of the board. Goodness gracious. I mean, isn't somebody thinking about these things?
He's a smart man because from where I look at it is, not only are they in bed with them, they own the bed, you know? And to me, that's That's the big difference. Like, people ask me, well, what's the difference between LIV Golf and the Aramco series on the Ladies European Tour, or players wearing logos for Saudi companies? Well, there's a difference between tournaments or a series of tournaments being sponsored by a national entity and a tour being owned by a national entity.
Yes.
Make no mistake about this. If they're going to put up $10 billion, they're not partners. They're the owners.
And, precisely.
And I think that's, you know, that's what Ogilvie is saying there, is pointing out that danger. Do we want to give over functional control of our tour to people who don't necessarily have our best interests at heart?
Thank you. All right. So, Vision 54. Vision 54 is this magnificent idea that we can actually, and Rob LeBritz was on the show earlier, and he was talking about visualizing his future and how important it was for him to visualize becoming a PGA Tour Champions player. And he set his sights on the Champions Tour because he knew that he wasn't good enough. He had, you know, been working at other jobs. He was the director of golf at Glen Arbor. He was the club professional. He did all of this stuff. He didn't have time to be as good as PGA Tour players, but he could set his sights on the Champions Tour. And he's on the Champions Tour. He's going on his third. So is Vision 54 similar to, in, you know, visualizing your goals?
Yeah, I mean, the basic idea is peak performance philosophy. Like, the way they got the name Vision 54 is Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott said, would say to their players, their professional players that they work with, their top amateurs they work with, they said, have you ever birdied the first hole on your home course? And all the players will, of course, say yes. And then they talk them all the way through the course. And most really good players at one time or another have birdied every hole on their home golf course. So P and Lynn would say to them, well, your goal then should not be to par every hole. It should be to birdie every hole. And if you birdied every hole on a par 72 golf course, you shoot 54. Now, what P and Lynn then do is say, you need to personalize your Vision 54 concept to yourself. Like, whenever they send me an email, they always address me as Ron 54, you know. And what that means is, you should figure out your own version of Vision 54. Like, I've been, in my mind, my golf course is, I should be able to play my golf course at 4 over par. That's my version of Vision 54. That's what I'm trying to do every time I go out there. So it becomes about peak performance, but defining peak performance, not in an absolute sense, but in terms of how it relates to you, you know. And that's, isn't that one of the beauties of golf, is the main thing that you're competing against is yourself, you know? You're trying to get better than you played the last time out. And that's sort of what Vision 54 is all about. How do you maximize your potential so that you can be the best possible Danielle that you can be?
Yeah, playing within yourself too, instead of focusing so much on competing with your playing partners. You're really competing with yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, a big part of what they teach, and one of the reasons why I did 3 books with them, and one of the reasons I loved working with them is they don't teach a swing. What they believe is there's more than one right way to swing a golf club. The key is, how do you make your swing repeat? How can you swing the same way over and over and over? Lynn Marriott once said to me, if Lee Trevino came along today, there'd be some coach trying to change his swing, you know. That's probably true. He didn't have a textbook swing. So how do you make your swing repeat? And so what they do, they teach you the importance of routine, you know. They teach you the importance of having a plan. I mean, I love the title of the first book, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That says everything there is to say about Vision 54. Every shot you ever hit, you got to have a plan for it. What's your target? What's your club? What's your shot shape? What are you going to do? And, you know, you make all those decisions in what P and Lynn call the think box behind the golf ball. Then when you step up at address, you're not thinking anymore. You're just making visual contact with a target, and you're letting it fly. I just love the whole approach.
That's beautiful. And so every shot must have a purpose. Is the one you'd recommend people to get first?
Yeah, you know, every shot must have a purpose, lays out the basic philosophy. The second one, the game before the game, is about how to practice more efficiently. And then the third one is more about
play your best
how
goals now.
The vision 50, yeah, how the Vision 54 philosophy relates to other aspects of life.
Oh.
Like we had in there an opera singer talking about how she used Vision 54 to prepare. We had a Navy jet fighter pilot talk about the cockpit as being in the play box, you know. So, but the first book really lays out that full philosophy of how to prepare yourself mentally to be the best possible you out there. And I remember when there's a chapter in there on self-talk. On how do you silence that wacky little voice in your head that keeps saying, "Oh, you're going to hit this one off the planet" or something like that. And I remember when Brittany Lincecome won the Kraft Nabisco tournament the first time. They knew that she would having trouble. She was having self-talk trouble, so they had her sing country western songs to herself all the way around the golf course. That's a way of shutting off that voice in your head, you know.
Gosh, you know, and that voice is, my voice wouldn't be saying you're going to hit this off the planet. It would be saying you're going to hit it off to the side. You're going to, good luck, Tucker.
You know, when Annika played the Colonial in 20 years ago now, 2003, she played on the men's tour. And when I was talking to her afterwards, I said, "What were you thinking as you're walking to the first tee?" And she told me two things. She said, "One, no matter what I do today, Nelson's still going to love me." Nelson was her cat, you know. And then the other thing that she said is, she said, "I turned to my caddy, Terry, and I before I hit my first tee shot, and I said, wherever I hit this ball, and it could go anywhere, we're going to find it, we're going to hit it again." And those are the two, yeah, I mean, those are really basic Vision 54 concepts out there, you know. Just don't define your happiness in terms of your performance on the golf course. A, you know, just enjoy being out there. And B, wherever you hit your golf ball to, if you can find it, you can hit it again. It was a good shot.
Right on. That's and on that, we're going to close. Ron Cyrak, it is so much fun talking with you. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us today.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Thank you. All right, we want to thank the people who make this show possible. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. The game of golf is the game. Actually, the game of golf is the gift that lasts forever. It's also a game, but it's a gift that lasts forever. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. Get your game on with Claude Brousseau. He'll be on with us next week. It always amazes me how he comes up with a way of describing things that's so unusual. Your mind is able to kind of intuitively understand, and it doesn't sound technical when he talks. Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels. Since 1939, brand yours. That's the Honolulu Sign Company. Aloha Power Equipment, weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. And I've got to hear somewhere, Aloha Power Equipment's Veterans Week final day is today. Everything's on sale, up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Sale today. We ship off island. New shipments arriving daily. Don't forget that. It's all there for you. Aloha Power Equipment there for you in Evie Lay next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. And Pro Camera Hawaii, now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. That's such a cool shopping center. Capture your memories with the best photo equipment possible. That's Pro Camera Hawaii. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And if you don't worry about it. Just go hit the ball again. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.